injury report. It'll be coming out here shortly. You know, there'll be two players that'll be listed on the injury report. They'll both be listed as probable for the, you know, for the game. So I'll just give you a little heads up on that. So anybody got anything else?
For them, how does it change the complexion, if at all, of their offense? If the Stills kid can't go, I guess he was out yesterday with a quad.
Yeah, I think that he missed yesterday's practice, and on Wednesday's practice he was a limited participant. So, but they made him, you know, they made a roster move and put a linebacker on returnable IR and brought back Robert Meacham, who's been a wide receiver. I don't think it changes anything in terms of what they want to do schematically. They've got, you know, the same number of wide receivers active that they would if Stills is healthy or not. And we're not counting out that we're not going to see Stills because he did participate in practice.
Did you watch any of the game last night?
I did. I watched the first half of the ball game, and it's fun to see NFL regular season football being played. It was an exciting game.
Looks like the points of emphasis on the flags that you had during the preseason wasn't there as much last night. Is that kind of what you anticipate going into the regular season?
I thought there was eight penalties on Green Bay and four on Seattle, if I'm not mistaken, in the game last night.
Two just for the
Illegal contact, and they were, and you know, the replays that I saw, those were definitely illegal contacts. Again, I haven't watched the all 22, so we've worked on it all off season. The officials have worked on it, and it'll just be a matter of going out there and seeing how it's going to be called. But I thought that for a first game to only have 12 penalties with all the penalties that we had in the preseason, those two teams did a very good job of playing fairly clean football.
You've got two cornerbacks who like to kind of play a physical style. Have you tried to walk a fine line with those two as far as keeping that aggressiveness but not getting penalties?
Yeah, you've got to be aggressive when you play in the defensive backfield. You got to play aggressive, and you got to have a short memory. I think those are two traits that all really good defensive backs have. And we've had the officials out here for number of practices. We've had seminars, video seminars with the league office in terms of how it's going to be officiated each and every week, and our players have seen those points of emphasis. And we just got to go out now and play. And it's about adjusting, and I think our guys have done a very good job adjusting prior to the start of the season.